So after many years of pushback on IFR, we are now hearing competitors saying that hyperemia is no longer required for stenosis assessment. Resting indices are more likely to be adopted than FFR. An index calculated during diastole is preferable to whole cycle PDPA. This is what we have been saying about IFR for years. IFR came to the market first, paid its dues, and we now have 4,500 patients of clinical outcome data and an economic analysis that shows IFR's proven outcomes, superior value. One competitor has posted that measuring different parts of diastole yields, via DPR, numerically identical results to IFR using the 0.89 cutoff. Thus, IFR has become a standard to be compared with.